Hello, this is KCQ-FM in Tampa, New York. As we get a chance, which I'm pretty sure we will do, we've got plans to come out to the Orange County Amphitheater. I'm going to pick your brains. I don't know if you've ever had any transmitter, but I downloaded multiple stuff. I can't remember the guy's code, man. I have it on one of those little clubs, sticks. And I have all the information. I printed it out. There's enough information there that you can get the sequence that works with a brand transmitter. I was looking at the modulators. I think the modulators actually have four CDs to go into them. They have pulse width modulation. They also have flat tape, so you have to, more or less come with a decision as to what you would like to use. I mean, the ones that I've heard in the past sound absolutely great on the air. So I think as far as, getting one to work and working the bugs out, I think it would be well worth the effort to have an AM transmitter that would operate totally solid state and more or less with pretty much up-to-the-date technology. This is KC2-EXM.
Very good, Phil. I think I got a good recording of you. And, I'll post it up on the site and you can take a listen to it and see what you think. But anyway, I wish conditions were a little bit better. You and I got to do this sometime when the band is more favorable, like in the evening hours or something like that. Sounded good down here, considering the time of the day and the conditions, man. You're doing pretty well. This is WA2FNQ.
Yeah, I'm going to leave here and go over to the building site in Greenville, New York. I'm desperately looking to put an antenna up there. I must just be lucky because any time I've operated from this area, I always, do pretty well. I never knew how well I would do on HF because I only upgraded last year. But I've always gotten excellent results on VHF and UHF. I mean, even working the contest. So I guess this might be a sweet spot as far as RF is concerned. What I'd like to ask you to do, if you possibly could, it might be a little bit of an inconvenience, but if you've recorded me in the past, I don't know if you have those, stored away. I would like if you could possibly put a couple of bits together and put it on a CD for me, if that's not asking too much. That way, when I run into you next week at the Hamfest, I would appreciate if you could do that. I wouldn't go to Mike Holdridge myself, but, I'm sort of intrigued about this Class B stuff. If you're more or less, I wouldn't say a pioneer, but, you're back in the days of when ham radios had to know how to plug in a soldering iron and how to use it. That's basically a throwback to a bygone era that what people normally do now, which is, just whip out the set of cards, make a phone call and order stuff, and 2 days later it arrives on your doorstep to plug it in, and there's really nothing to do except put the knob and play with the menus and just decide what the next toy you're going to buy is. The Class D rig, I think, is an evolutionary thing. You're probably never really satisfied with it. You'll always be trying to improve it. And that's really what ham radio is all about. KC2DXM.
Yeah, very good, Phil. Yeah, no problem. KC2DXM, this is WA2FNQ, and that's what kind of operating on this mode is all about, too. Those of us that really like to get in, roll up our sleeves, get out the soldering iron, and play around, Anyway, Phil, let me let you go. I got to go do some house cleaning things around the house. And see you next Saturday and catch you on the net on Sunday for sure. KC2DXM, this is WA2FNQ.
Thanks for having you. Wonderful conversation as always. I'll be definitely greeting you also and looking forward to meeting you face-to-face next Saturday at Orange County Amateur Radio Club Hamfest. Take care, 73. This is KC2DXM Cliff.